Good morning. Oh, it's Christmas. It always made me wonder, why did God send a baby? What can a baby do? Oh my goodness. Well, God seems to always do the unexpected. I know he has in my life. And Israel expected a savior, a warrior leader to set them free from the oppression and to establish them as a kingdom. That's human expectation. And it sounded reasonable. That's what needed to do. But human expectation and the divine plan don't match up very often. The divine plan of God was revealed here in Isaiah 9, beginning in verse 1. And it goes beyond all expectations. And believe me, it is wonderful. It's God's grace gift. In verse 1, chapter 9, lifting of the gloom from the oppressed, the scriptures read this way. And he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the future he will honor Galilee of the Gentiles by the way of the sea along the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest. Oh my. Oh, as men rejoice when they're dividing the plunder of war. For as the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them and the bar across their shoulders. The rod of their oppressor, every warrior's boot used in battle, and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning and will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. You see, a divine plan. My goodness, the lifting of verse 1 is the lifting of the gloom from the oppressed. God had previously used remedial judgment by the Assyrian attacks and their invasion. And now he will honor Nazareth of Galilee. In verse 2, they receive the first light, illumination of the righteous one, Jesus' hometown. What was it like for that baby boy to grow up in that town as a carpenter's son and to have a mother like Mary? Oh, wow. Well, he indicates that the nation of God is expanded and Gentiles will be added, really. It's the big way. Joy will be multiplied through evangelistic harvests of God's. He talks about God's victory over sin and evil. Wow. How marvelous is that? And then in verse 4, the burden lifted, the bondage we've broken, and we're set free. Folks, that's what happens when you accept Jesus as your Savior. He breaks the bond. I love the song that calls him the chain breaker, because he broke the chains of sin in my life and has forgiven me of everything I've ever done wrong. Oh, my. And to think about the instruments of war will be destroyed. He's going to bring peace, real peace. Well, here's the reason. A baby was born, and that baby does it all. What can a baby do? Oh, he did it all. In verse 6, a child is born. He's a human. It says a son is given. That's from God. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should have everlasting life. Wow. The government is on his shoulders. He rules from his throne. And folks, he is in charge. And when the day comes, when he returns, everybody is going to bow. All those who know him and those who don't. He's called a wonderful counselor. And oh, how often has he met my needs when I prayed, oh God, what do I do now? Or God, what direction would you have me go? Or Lord, what can I do today to make Jesus happy? Almighty God, I've seen him move things that were impossible. Almighty God, I had a big factory building full of Kosovo refugees. And they were afraid of the winter because it was cold. We prayed that night, and the next day God provided 150 wood stoves because someone had ordered it. It had a 40-foot container packed full, but they never claimed it. They must have been killed. So they gave it to us to use in that factory. It's amazing how God does meet our needs. A mighty God. He's also the everlasting Father, oh my, and the Prince of Peace. When Jesus comes and when he walks again, he gives you peace in your heart now, and he will bring peace later, permanent peace, eternal peace. How many times have I been in foreign countries where I was the enemy? And yet, when I love the people, God brought peace. Wow. Well, then let's not forget, we move over to the book of Revelation, chapter 19, verse 16. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Oh my, what can a baby do? What a gift of God, the grace gift of God. Heaven has nothing left to give greater than that. Our Savior. We celebrate his birth on the 25th of December. But believe me, folks, when he's born in your heart, it makes all the difference in the world, no matter when it is. Oh, God bless you all this Christmas with joy to know that the Son is given. Yes. Oh, my. And believe me, the child is born. And he will rule from his throne. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, and he is. The Mighty God, I've seen him work. The Everlasting Father, yes. Oh, I need one of those. And the Prince of Peace. Oh, bless you, Lord. Bless you. Folks, have a Merry Christmas. And remember whose birthday it is. God bless you. Bye-bye. Thank you.